Because what blocks us is often not conscious. It's below our level of awareness. We need a power that's bigger than ourselves to begin embracing our God-given birthright, to feel whole, to be happy, to be prosperous, to feel joyous and free in mind and body and in spirit. And so if that's what you want, you're in the right place. I hope that you and all of your friends join me here every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern to learn how you can begin living the life you've always wanted to live. My name is Reverend Louisa Dyer. I'm a metaphysical minister and holistic life coach with decades of counseling experience, and my passion has always been sharing what I've learned about healing pain, about living a happier and more peaceful life, about clearing the suffering that so many of us are doing. And it's about feeling connected with that divine power that lives inside of us, and how that divine source of life itself can and does heal pain and suffering. I know firsthand how faith in that divine source of life can heal all of our woundedness. So each week on Inner Divinity, we focus on what works, what helps, what really matters. My intention always is to provide you not only with the tools, but with the inspiration to remember your wholeness, to find it, and to live it. Divine Spirit is alive in each and every one of us. I know that, because without it, we wouldn't be breathing. When Spirit leaves the body dies. And until then, we have that divine spark of life and the power it holds living right inside of us. It doesn't matter where you've been, what you've done, even where you are, it only matters that you know and begin to connect with that divine source of life. Because of that inner divinity, we have the choice and the power to rise up out of depression, addiction, victimhood, or any other suffering. I know because I've done it, and I've watched countless others do it as well. And so I hope you join me here every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern, right here on 88.3 FM or online at WAIF883.org, as we explore the many ways there are to tap into the power and the beauty and the divine love that lives in your heart. It's yours as soon as you claim it. There is never really anything that we need to get or gain in order to experience wholeness or joy or prosperity. There's only stuff that we have to let go of, the stuff that has blocked our awareness of already having all of that right inside of us. That divine power is ours to use for all things good, and it arises most easily and fully from humility and gratitude. And so I want to thank you so much for listening, and to also let you know that there is a Facebook page for this show by the same name, Inner Divinity, Knowing the Source Within, and I'd love to hear from you on that Facebook page. We also begin each week with a little bit of music to uplift our spirits, to bring body and mind into a greater harmony, and to let the body move if it really wants to. Because when the body's moving with music, it begins to feel more strongly that divine spirit that is actually animating the body. So we'll be back in a few minutes, and I hope you join us for today's exploration of how to live a happier, healthier, more spiritually connected life. And here's some music to get us moving on that divine journey. Enjoy.
Oh, You wanna make the world a better place? Take a look at yourself and make a change.
Change the way. Change the world.
Jackson doing Man in the Mirror. For all of you who are just joining us, you are listening to WAIF Cincinnati, 88.3 FM on your dial, and also live streaming online at WAIF883.org. My name is Reverend Louisa Dyer. I'm a metaphysical minister and a spiritual life coach, and I am your host here every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern. Our show is Inner Divinity, Knowing the Source Within, and we focus here every week on discovering both the tools and the inspiration to live happier and healthier lives. So I hope you join me here every week from 2 to 3 p.m. There's so many ways at this point in human history that we can tap into things that make us feel better on every level of being, whether that's physical, emotional, mental, or spiritual. It's a great time to be alive, and that's one of the reasons I love that song so much by Nina Simone, Feeling Good, because there's so many opportunities that we have to discover the power that lives inside of us, and through that power we can have wisdom, we can have knowledge, we can have understanding, we can have intuition and compassion. We can actually, literally, raise ourselves up out of whatever suffering that we've been in. And it happens most easily through connection with your own inner divinity, that divine spark of life that lives inside of you. And so each and every week, we focus on thousands and thousands of different things we can focus on. And I just pick one every week that can help us on one of those levels, physical, emotional, mental, or spiritual, to understand more about not only who we are, but about who we've always been and always will be. Because that divine spark of life that lives inside of us, that I'm calling inner divinity, you could call it your higher self or your higher power, or you could just call it life itself, the universal flow. When we welcome our connection and our communication with that divine spark of life, it wakes us up in a way that we weren't awake before. And so that's what I really celebrate on this show every week. And today we're talking about something that's a little bit different than what we normally do. I'm actually going to talk about the summer solstice today. The summer solstice is actually on the 21st, and humans have worked with and celebrated and figured out the various points in the year, the spring and the fall equinox, and the summer and the winter solstice. And I'm going to talk about that in terms of just humanity a little bit, how our ancient ancestors thought about it and what they did with it. But mostly what I'm going to talk about is understanding those natural cycles of life from the viewpoint of nature intelligence. So it's probably going to be a conversation that you've never heard before, because not a lot of people talk about nature intelligence. I happen to work with nature intelligence and use a lot of information and tools from Paralandra Nature Research Center in Virginia. And so I want to talk about the solstice from an understanding that's much different than a human understanding. And so we will get to that. And the reason that I'm talking about that is because there is a way to make ourselves open and aware to those natural cycles within nature that can actually benefit us greatly, both our physical health as well as our emotional and mental, and I personally think spiritual health as well. Not because we're worshiping nature, but just because we're tuning in with those God-given cycles that exist in nature. So that's what we're going to be talking about today, probably in a way that you have never, ever heard it. So I really do hope you stick around for that conversation. Again, the name of the show is Inner Divinity. My name is Reverend Louisa Dyer. And before we get into that conversation, I want to read you a public service announcement. This is about the Suicide Prevention Hotline. That's here in Cincinnati, and it's also nationwide, actually. Suicide is the 11th most frequent cause of death in the United States. Someone dies from suicide every 16 minutes. Suicidal ideas and attempts to harm oneself are the result of problems that may seem like they cannot be fixed. You can seek help. You can also find that help in many, many, many different places. You can also call the toll-free National Suicide Prevention Hotline, and I want to give you their phone number. It's 1-800-273-TALK, T-A-L-K. Their lines are open 24/7. You can also visit their website at suicidepreventionlifeline.org. That web address again is suicidepreventionlifeline.org. You know, that's a really important topic to me because, as a lot of people know, I was a drug addict for 20 years. I've been clean since 87. I was severely depressed and suicidal for the first 30 years of my life because of very severe childhood abuse. And my first suicide attempt was at age 10. And mostly it was because I could see and feel all the pain around me, and I couldn't fix it. I couldn't help. I couldn't even help my own family, much less everybody else. And I couldn't live with the sorrow of that, the pain of that. And then once I got older, I realized the pain was inside of me, and that was where a lot of my drug use came from, because I had no idea how to deal with that pain. It would have helped me tremendously to know the resources out there. If there had been someone to talk to, it would have been a great deal of help to me personally. So I want to tell you that National Suicide Prevention Hotline number again. And if you or anyone you love seems depressed or suicidal, I encourage you to give them that number and listen. Tell them that you will listen without judging, because that's really one thing we can do for one another that's really important. So that national number again is 1-800-273-TALK, and their lines are open 24/7. So I hope that is helpful for you. I also want to let you know about underwriting on WAIF. If you have a business that you would like to underwrite on WAIF, we offer very affordable rates. We can target your underwriting to any show that you choose, including this one. And so if you would like more information about that, you can call 513-351-1538 and find out how to get your business information to our listeners. It's very affordable. And if you'd like to talk to me directly and have me help you walk you through that process, I would be happy to do that. And one of the best ways to get a hold of me is through any of my websites, which is just my name, louisadyer.com or .net. Either one of those will get you through to me. So, we are talking about the solstice. And what's really interesting to me is that there have been many, many, many books and articles written about the summer solstice. In fact, every year people write tons and tons of articles about them. And the reason for that, I think, is because throughout human history, the cycles of the year have been very, very important to humans. And the reasons behind that importance has changed over the centuries. But nonetheless, in many cultures throughout the world, those seasons have been marked, and much effort has gone into making sure that everybody knew exactly when they were. This year, the summer solstice is on June 21st, as I said before, and it happens at 1:04 a.m. That's just after midnight. 1:04 a.m. on June 21st. In the Northern Hemisphere, which is where we are in North America, it is the longest day of the year. There are more hours of daylight than any other day, more minutes of daylight than at any other time in the year. Of course, south of the equator, that's when winter begins. In the ancient cultures of humanity, the sun's path and the length of daylight and the location of the sunrise and the sunset, they knew that that shifted throughout the year. And there were actual monuments, incredible monuments, were actually built to follow the sun's annual progress. And we know now that it's an astronomical event and that it's caused by the Earth's tilt on its axis and its motion in orbit around the sun. Because the Earth doesn't orbit upright. It's tilted on its axis at like 20 23.5 degrees. And what happens is the Earth's northern and southern hemispheres actually trade places in receiving the sun's light and warmth more directly from winter to summer. And so at the summer solstice here in the northern hemisphere, Earth is actually positioned in orbit of the sun so that the North Pole is leaning the most toward the sun than it ever has. From the Earth, the sun directly overhead at noon is 23.5 degrees north of the equator, which is just that imaginary line that circles the middle of our globe, our Earth. And all locations north of the equator have days that are longer than 12 hours at summer solstice. And all locations south of the equator have days that are shorter than 12 hours. And that's just a fact for the whole planet. And so the ancient people, ancient humans, had a reverence and an understanding for this thing about the sun, and they created rituals and all kinds of amazing things to happen around the solstice because they used those cycles of the year, the spring and the fall equinox, where the day and the night time period is equal, and then the winter and the summer solstice. And 5,000 years ago, approximately, we don't really know the exact time, but by most estimations, about 5,000 years ago, people placed these incredibly huge stones in a circle out on the plain in what we now call England, and they aligned them with the solstice sunrise. We don't really know why. Lots of people have written about that and made guesses, and there's tons and tons of books about it and history about it, about the celebrations and the rituals and what it meant to everybody. But we don't really know. But what we do know is that it happened all over the world. It didn't just happen at Stonehenge. About that same time, there were two great pyramids and the Sphinx were built in Egypt. Well, what we call Egypt on the sands. And if you're standing at the Sphinx on summer solstice and you're looking up at the pyramids, the sun sets on solstice day exactly between them. So what that tells us is that ancient people not only understood these astronomical events, but they placed a lot of importance on them for various reasons. And you can read about all those things, a lot of those ancient ceremonies. Each of those days I mentioned had its own particular energy and things to celebrate and rituals and gatherings that people went to. And if you feel drawn to find out more about those cycles, then there's tons of information about it on the internet and in books at the library. And my guess would be that there have been thousands of books written about that. What I really want to talk about today is nature intelligence and looking at these days of the year from nature's perspective. And I think in order to do that, I have to say a little bit about what I mean by nature. I love nature, and I work directly with nature. And for me, that used to be feeling a connection with God, what I thought of as God's creation. To me, nature is God expressed in form. To me, nature is inherently balanced, incredibly beautiful. And if you sit in nature and just let yourself breathe and relax, you can bring down your blood pressure. You can actually feel connected with life itself and with the source of that life, which I happen to call God, but you can call whatever you would like to. And there is an intelligence within nature itself and within all form that has been created. There is an intelligence, and that intelligence is what I call nature intelligence. Nature intelligence is, unlike human intelligence, is inherently balanced. It is inherently always moving toward a place of harmony, balance. Nature has no ego. Nature has no sense of judgment about anything. All nature is concerned with is living to its fullest potential and being in balance while it does that. And that's one of the reasons that I work with nature intelligence, because when we bring that desire into whatever it is we're doing, it tends to really impact what we're doing because we've set an intention that we want to be in balance, and we're working with the intelligence behind the form. And of course, the intelligence in nature comes directly from God, like every other intelligence does. But the intelligence of nature is a very different thing than human mental processing. And so that's really what I wanted to talk about today, because I guess most people have never even heard of this. I do a lot of work with Pearlander Nature Center in Virginia. I use a lot of their tools and a lot of their processes for my own health, and I have done so for many, many years. And the woman who started Pearlander Nature Center is Michelle Smallwhite, and she has written a great deal about nature, and not nature in terms of, you know, being a tree hugger or just wanting to commune with the beautiful trees or the sky or whatever, but literally communing and communicating with the intelligence within nature and actually having conversations. So we're going to talk a little bit about that today, of what nature says about the energy of the summer solstice, what it means, and how we can use it for ourselves. Because anything that we can perceive with our five senses, and that includes our thoughts and our feelings and our businesses, our projects, our relationships, nature intelligence is actually what provides the order, the organization, and the life vitality, or the matter, the means, and the action is another way to say that, for all those aspects of form that we can perceive with our five senses. And we're going to get into that a little bit more, about what it means from nature's perspective to think about the solstice and what that energy is and how to use it for our own benefit. Because when we align ourselves with the natural flow of life itself, well, we're in the flow. Isn't that what everybody says they want, is to be in the flow? Well, one of the ways to be in the flow is to be in alignment with nature and those cycles of nature. Again, I want to let you know that you are listening to Inner Divinity, Knowing the Source Within. And next week, we're actually going to be on for 2 hours. So I hope you mark your calendars for next week, because we're going to be here from 1 to 3 next week, because I'm having a very special guest, a local woman named Kim Ballou, who has come up out of a really sort of dreadful place and brought herself into the light and is now performing hip-hop and rap music, all focused on the light of God that lives inside of us. I think she's an amazing human being and also an incredible performer. I heard her recently and was just blown away by how incredible her music is. And the message she delivers is, it's like story song, but with a, you know, with a hip-hop beat. Really great stuff. So I hope you join me next week from 1 to 3 for that very special show. We're going to take a little bitty break here, and I'm going to play you some music by another local artist. His name is Ron Esposito. This is from his CD, We Are One, and it's called Rain. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you. 301. He's a local Cincinnati guy. Welcome back, all you beautiful spirits. I hope you are enjoying this gorgeous day. My name is Reverend Louisa Dyer. I am an interfaith and metaphysical minister and a holistic life coach, and your host here every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern for Inner Divinity. And what we do here every week is talk about things that can help us feel more awake, more alive, more connected. And the way we're talking about that today is connecting with nature, which is what I think nature is God made manifest, and the perfection and the beauty and the glory of nature is just one expression, one obvious visual expression of how abundant and wonderful God really is. And we can see that in everything that's growing. We can also see the cycles of life if we look at nature, and that's kind of what we're talking about here. There's four cycles, really, that most of us have at least heard of, although in our culture they're not celebrated like they were in the ancient cultures. But there are basically four annual dates. The fall equinox, which is around September 21st, the winter solstice, which is around December 21st, the spring equinox, which is around March 21st, and the summer solstice, which is around June 21st. And it's the summer solstice that we're talking about today, because this Friday will be the summer solstice. I believe it was like at 1:04 a.m. is the exact moment of it. And what makes these days important from nature's perspective, and we're talking here about nature intelligence, and I work with nature directly, and I've done that for many years. And if you want to know more about doing that for yourself, a great place to begin that is the Paralandra website, which is Paralandra Nature Research Center in Virginia. I've sort of learned those processes and procedures in terms of interacting and working with nature intelligence. And it really changed my relationship with nature, because I've always loved nature. I've always said that, you know, being able to grow up and play in the woods was actually one of the best parts of my childhood. And so I've always had a real connection with trees in particular. But working with nature these days for me means something quite different than that. I do still love and appreciate the beauty and the abundance of nature. But I also now work with nature intelligence. And the reason for that is because there is a balance that is inherent in nature and in the cycles of nature that human intelligence just doesn't have. And so when we work with nature intelligence, we tap into and call on that balance so that it can actually assist us in our lives. But there's a bigger picture here than just what the ancients thought about in terms of their reverence for the sky and all these astronomy sorts of understandings. And Paralandra tells a story about that that gives you an example of what that means. Michelle White of Paralandra says that about 20 years ago, a soil scientist tested the Paralandra garden soil and verified Michelle's suspicion about an annual energy cycle that is tied to the equinox and the solstice rhythm. And after testing the soil on and around those 4 days, the two equinoxes and the two solstices, for over 2 years, the scientist discovered that life vitality was released to the soil at the precise moment of each equinox and solstice. He also discovered that the level of life vitality that was released was different for each of the 4 days and created this consistent pattern that was repeated annually. And when that scientist tested several non-Paralandra soil samples, he noticed that the same thing occurred. It happens globally. It happens everywhere on our planet. It's not just unique to Paralandra. And so from that beginning, Michelle started working with nature intelligence to understand what was going on. And what she discovered is that nature's new year and the beginning of the annual of nature's annual growing cycle actually begins at the fall equinox. But then it hits its high point at the next summer solstice. And then at the fall equinox, a new cycle begins. And during that fall equinox, that's when the smallest amount of life vitality is released. At the winter solstice, a little bit more is released. At the spring equinox, an even greater amount is released. And at the summer solstice, which is where we are right now, the greatest amount of life vitality, that energy of life itself, is released into nature, into everything that exists in form. That includes your body. That includes your business, all your relationships, your home. The greatest amount of life vitality available from nature, from God, through nature, is at this moment of summer solstice, which this year is like 1:04 a.m. on June 21st. Within 24 hours after each solstice or equinox release, the life vitality reading of the soil changes to a level that corresponds with what was released. And that life vitality, the amount of that life vitality, is like captured and held in the soil during those releases. It directly relates to the level of the soil's health. And so a healthy soil holds a higher amount of life vitality, and a depleted soil holds a lesser amount. And now what Michelle has done is taken this information that was scientifically documented and has come to understand how we can use that with our own bodies. Because, you know, ashes to ashes, dust to dust, we all know that phrase. We are the earth. We are created from the earth. We are connected with this earth in a way that is very real. And so, from nature's perspective, everything that exists in form is part of nature. That includes our bodies as well as our thoughts and feelings. So this life vitality that is released at each of these four annual dates of the equinoxes and the solstices, it's also being released to us and for us. And the higher that life vitality is, then the healthier that form is, whether it's the soil that they were scientifically testing or whether it is your actual body. And so the summer solstice happens at a time when, if you're growing a garden or if you're looking at your lawn and you're paying attention to the life cycle of nature in the green growing things, then the garden is fully realized. It's planted, it's growing, and it's actually producing and demonstrating what the strength is of that soil or that plant. And it needs all the life vitality it can get in order to go ahead with that growing process and actually produce whatever the food is that you're wanting to get out of that garden or the lushness that you're wanting to get out of your yard. It's also true for our bodies. And the greatest amount of this energy is released at summer solstice. And that release of life vitality, it happens whether we're aware of it or not. But the really cool thing is that we can actually choose to be aware of it. And when we participate in it consciously, then we get a bigger bang for our buck, let us say. And the way you can participate with this is really, really simple. The first thing to do is just to find out the exact time of the equinox or the solstice in this case, where you are. And for us on Eastern Standard Time, it's 1:04 a.m. on June 21st. It varies for the time zones, of course. Find out the exact day and time of the solstice. 15 minutes prior to that precise moment, step back from your day or your night activity in this case. Sit quietly and just shift your attention to nature and to your relationship and your partnership, your desire to be connected with the intelligence within nature, and just be aware of what's getting ready to occur, meaning that infusion of life vitality. You don't need to be out in your garden or sitting on your lawn. You don't need to be anywhere special for this, and you don't even really need to do anything special. But for the summer solstice, the suggestion is to think about this fully realized garden that is now moving through its final stage to come to some sort of fruition. And so if you're thinking about your vegetable garden, that's great. If you're thinking about your physical body, if you're thinking about a process or a relationship or a business, that's what you want to put your attention on. It's the coming together of the plan and the design, your intention, with the matter, the means, and the action, which is nature's energy. And, in my opinion, it absolutely calls for chocolate. What I know from my own experience in talking to a lot of other people is sometimes at that precise moment of the solstice, for example, you may feel or sense that energy shift. But you know what? If most people don't feel anything, so if you feel nothing, you can just know that that release and the benefit from your participation will occur whether you sense it or not. And then just remain quietly focused for 15 minutes after that precise time. And just know that the amount of quiet time that you spend prior to and after the solstice, it can be as long as you wish, really, but not shorter than the 15 minutes before and the 15 minutes after. Because what that does, if you focus on that release of life vitality, if you focus on being in connection with nature, and especially if you ask for your personal life cycle to be included in that solstice dynamic, in that solstice rhythm, then you will be, because you are part of nature, just like you are part of God. And since nature is God, and your nature as well as God, it's like all it ever takes is your intention. And so that's the reason that I've talked about the solstice today, is so that you can know exactly when it happens, Eastern time, and if you're not Eastern time, then just translate it to your exact time. 15 minutes before that moment through 15 minutes afterwards. Just sit down, get quiet, and intend for your life to be in rhythm with, in connection with, aligned with, in some way, that energy of the solstice where the greatest amount of life vitality is being released into all things that exist in form. Most of the people that I know who have done this can say they can't tell you anything specific for sure that has happened related when they've done this, but most people say they feel a sense of ease and balance after this that they didn't feel before. So I'm going to invite you to do that. And if you have any questions about that, I would invite you to just get a hold of me through the Facebook page for this show, and I'd be glad to talk to you about it. The Facebook page for this show is the same name as the show, Inner Divinity, Knowing the Source Within, and so I'd love to connect with you on Facebook. Before we get out of here today, I want to let you know about the underwriter for this show, which is Women's Way of Ohio and Kentucky, and they celebrate women in the arts. Women make important contributions in all aspects of the art world, transcending old ways of thinking with unique perspectives. Women's Way celebrates female writers, musicians, actors, and fine artists by having special concerts and film showings, an annual Swan Day every March, and Friday night salons at 6906 Plainfield Road, and there is one this week focused on the solstice. There is a current schedule of events posted online at womenswayohio.org, and their phone number is 513-923-1414. So hopefully that's helpful to you as well. I just really want to thank everybody for listening. I'm so glad I got to talk a little bit about nature today, and I want to let you know that we will be back here next Wednesday from 1 to 3. We have a very special show next week with Kim Ballou. We're going to do an interview and hear some of her music. She's a young woman who has come up from a life that sounds a little similar to mine. I call it the pits of hell. She's come up from the pits of hell and reemerged into the light, and now she's singing about it, and she's cool. quite phenomenal and inspirational. So I hope you join me here next week at 1. We're closing out today with our theme song from Faith Rivera, God Is. Again, this is Robin Louisa Dyer, and I'll see you back here next week. Enjoy. Where I am.